quick note from Chief Fuckface, because I'm sure you're thinking, how are these two lonely assholes giving me relationship advice? And while I agree I am wholly inadequate at most things, I think I'd be a pretty good candidate to give you some good advice. Let me start with some backstory about myself. I moved around a lot. As a kid, I still do. I went to 10 schools, 6 states. Can't even start to count the cities. I move around a lot. So I meet a lot of people. And when I meet people, I meet lifelong friends and people that make me happy. And then I meet miserable cunts. And if it's one thing I've learned from basically being a gypsy whore, is that you can cut the miserable people off. If someone doesn't make you happy, stop. You don't have to be around them. I know you might think it's a valiant thing to do. It's not. I know you have somebody to talk to and tell your fears and tell your desires, but get a fucking hobby. People shouldn't be hobbies. People aren't deserving enough to be hobbies. Go make kites or something. There's other things. And look, I understand people get duped all the time. It's a reason it's called running game. And it's a reason it's called turning tricks. And it's a reason it's called being a fucking mark. So here's what you can do if you don't know if this is a bad relationship for you. Look around. Look at your life since you've been with that person. Have people been commenting that you're kind of being a fucking cunt? Then it's probably bad. Do people not really fuck with you anymore? Then it's probably not them. It's probably you. And look, I just don't want y'all to waste your time. You don't want to wake up in 4 or 5 years, that's half a decade, and say, wow, I really dislike the way this person's hair falls. Or, why does that bitch sleep like that? Or, I swear to God, if this nigga wakes up one more time at 6:30 and goes to the bathroom every morning. Because you can't stop hating stuff like that. Time waits for no man. Fellas, your dick days are running out. Ladies, titty time is ticking. Okay? Gravity's a thing. Impotence is real. It's a ticking time bomb down there. And do you want to be the guy that cut the wrong wire? Ooh, my dick kinda hard.
Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. I said y'all niggas can't fuck with me. I bring it back. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. I said y'all niggas can't fuck.
Well, nigga, everyone can't live in San Diego all the fucking time. Hold on, I gotta... Where you at today, bitch? Bye. Are you kidding me? Everyone's getting on my fucking nerves today, you guys. And I... Yeah, I should put it on mute. Hold on.
You should put it on mute. Not just vibrant.
Mute and vibrate are completely different things. God, he is such a dumb kizant, you guys. Okay, so this is the episode about relationships. And me and Zach have been going through a tough patch, so I think it's the right time right now. not only have we been going through a tough patch, but I went to a wedding yesterday. It was really weird. Like, the wedding was dope. Persian weddings?
Yeah, how do Persian weddings?
Persian wedding? Jew weddings? Nigga.
Persian Jew? Oh, then they got that drink on.
Oh, open bar, my nigga. Open bar.
So it was Persian Arab. Persian Muslim. They probably weren't going to be drinking that much. If they were actually...
They were Jews, and they were Persian, and they were getting fucked up.
Right, because Jews celebrate wine. Jews love their wine. And related liquor.
Open bar, my nigga. And that bathroom was really nice.
Were there any Kardashians there?
No, but I was surprised because...
Were there any celebrities there?
No, I figured the besides
Persian Jewish wedding in L.A., like, there got to be at least a C-lister.
No, but I will say, I mean, granted, I know a lot of Jews. But, like, I seen...
Is that like, the black version of, like, I have a black friend?
No, but see, I'm not racist, so I have more than one Jew friend. And everybody...
I have more than one black friend.
Okay. I wouldn't call them friends. I'm your only friend in general, but as far as black friends, I'm definitely the only black person you talk to all the time.
It's not true.
Which one?
Mike Miller.
Where? When do you talk to him?
Pretty much weekly about movies.
When? I talk to you a lot. I talk to you almost daily, and you're never with Mike. Oh, that's not talking.
That's talking. How's that not talking?
How is talking through text message? That's
we're conveying messages.
That's writing words to each other.
We're communicating.
You guys are pen
we're
pals. Communicating. You guys are pen pals. Tops.
We're movie buddies.
They're pen pals.
Go see Deadpool as soon as that shit comes out. I can guarantee you.
Y'all are gay together.
2 weeks, Mike.
He's so jealous of me.
I think you're jealous of him.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't get jealous of people, but he could die. And okay.
Sorry, Mike.
Whatever, nigga. Back the fuck off, bro. Everybody, you trying to take my spot? So I saw Jews I ain't seen in 5-6 years, y'all. I seen like old homies' girlfriends that they broke up and it was a bad breakup. Like I seen like everybody came back from like when I was 19. It was kind of cool. The wedding was dope. My
both sides Persian Jew.
No, one is just a Jew, and the other one was a Persian Jew. Okay. And my buddy likes to stunt. His family likes to stunt. They were stunning. It was in a dope-ass hotel.
Did
it was
do
great.
A choreographed walk-in for the reception? Like with dance moves and shit? That shit bugs me. I don't like that.
They did.
I don't like that.
And each set of people had their own dance.
Yeah.
Everyone had their own
dance. Unless the entire crew...
The whole crew.
No.
Everyone.
Unless the entire crew together can nail it...
Well, they all had their own dances. And I will say, some people nailed it better than others. Like, my Asian boy hit it.
Which one?
Tim.
Tim hit it?
That nigga got... Like, he swags it up on the dance floor. Fuck it's why me and Tim roll together. Because I'm an incredible alcoholic, and he loves to feed me drinks. He doesn't drink.
Tim doesn't... Tim drinks?
No, he doesn't.
Not like
Tim,
you
drink. Tim taught me how to drink. Tim's the person, and I stand by this. He turned me into an alcoholic.
And it's just like, I'm done. I passed on what I know.
Okay, so he was swagging it up. He came down, he swagged it up.
Dope.
There were two Asians in the party. My friends, you guys, United Nations, there was two Asians in the party. There was one black, one Mexican, one Jew. Two Jews.
It's a giant ass wedding party. What was that, like 6 rooms?
There was like 300 people there.
Damn.
It was dope. It was a dope ass. They brought me back to weddings because for a second, guys, I was over weddings.
You've been over them for a little bit.
Can I tell you the fun stuff that happened?
So, no, Max. Just tell us the boring stuff.
So, my friend calls me. I don't know his name. And he's like, I'm so pissed right now. Because my friends are girls. We're fucking gossipy bitches. He's like, I am so pissed right now. I was like, what happened, girl? Tell me about it. I'm like, what happened, girl? Tell me about it. He's like, oh my God. Okay. Let me tell you what happened.
No, she did.
Uh-huh. So my buddy calls me up and he's like, yeah, we went and got suits and there was a clip-on tie. And this don't seem like him, the groom. He's like, this don't seem like him. And I know he likes real ties. So they get back to the hotel.
You got a real tie?
He gets back to the hotel and he's like, all right, y'all go pick y'all ties. He bought a different color for every groomsman, right? Great. Okay, everyone gets their own color. You guys go pick colors.
They got in a fight over the color?
So the Asian nigga and the Mexican nigga go into the room at the same time. The Asian nigga sees it's like navy blue and baby blue left, right? And nobody wants to be the nigga rocking baby blue, obviously.
What's wrong with baby blue?
You're a fucking child if you're rocking baby blue. So the Asian nigga goes and grabs the navy blue tie. The Mexican nigga grabs the navy blue handkerchief.
Oh,
bitch. Snatchies, right?
So then petty.
Oh, super petty. So then they're like arguing, like, and then it turns into a tug of war.
They ripped it.
Tug of war. No, the Mexican nigga meet the Asian nigga in the balls. No matter what.
Then he ran away. with both dark blue shit, yeah. Both baby blues.
And that wasn't even the only. So the Mexican nigga kind of turned into a snitch this weekend. So the other thing he did.
Wait. So Mexican need Asian in the balls.
He got the navy blue, yeah.
And then so he need him took the shit
and wore it down the aisle, bitch. And then the other snitch ass shit he did.
I've got some great stories about after that. This is all through the first time this is coming back to him.
So I leave. When do I start this story? Okay, so I leave, and I'll tell you that story next. And I come back to the hotel for the after party, which was six niggas in a room with one guy's girlfriend. And, okay, we'll call him Big Black. And this Big Black nigga is mad. And I'm like, what's wrong, Big Black? And he's like, let me tell you what this Mexican nigga did. And mind you, his girlfriend is sitting right behind him. And she's like, oh my gosh, listening to tell the story. And he's like, let me tell you what this nigga did.
Well, the Mexican guy's girlfriend is right behind
him? No, the black guy's. The black guy's girlfriend is right behind the black guy.
That's what I thought.
And he's like, let me tell you what the Mexican motherfucker did, what he did to me, blah, blah, blah. He's fucking whining. He's huffing and puffing around the room, you guys.
He's a huffer and a fuffer.
And a puffer and a fuffer. And I'm like, nigga, like, what's wrong, dog? Because you know me, I'm like.
You're trying to egg along. You're in a good mood. Let's.
Tell me everything.
What's bugging you?
No, I was in a bad mood.
Why were you in a bad mood?
Because everyone was having too much fun. So look.
No. We're coming back to that.
Okay, we'll come back to that.
I think we've just uncovered something big.
There can only be one happy person here, and it's me. I don't like your vibe right now. Like, you're smiling a little too much right now.
The last time someone told me that, the next question they asked was whether or not I had a gun.
The skinhead nigga?
Yeah.
I told y'all. I should have been a skinhead.
He literally said like almost the same thing. He's like, you're making me uncomfortable, man. You keep smiling. You strapped or something? Like, man, no, just
that's lying. So weird when somebody asks you, are you strapped?
First for me.
Nice.
Yeah, I've never been asked.
I've never been asked.
I don't really think I'm the type of person who gives off the aura that I have a gun, but.
Look at this Fox. You don't.
I don't.
So wait. Okay, so this nigga says. Alright, so. I'm talking to my girl, and okay, I gave her a promise ring, right? Okay, and like he paused. He was like, okay, wait, so listen.
Boss.
Alright, okay. It was like, so I gave her this promise
ring. Nope, not yet.
Like, I know y'all fucking one and two, like, y'all are so cool.
Alright, let's try.
Didn't one of the Jonas Brothers give a... Okay, so, this Joe Bro ass nigga. So I gave her a promise ring, right? And I look at the bitch, and she's sitting there. And she's, like, laying on the bed. She like laid on the bed like she listening to a story with her hands under her chin. And I gave her a promise ring. And this Mexican nigga gonna go up and tell my mama that I gave her a promise ring. And then my mama got mad. I was like, you gave her a promise ring and didn't tell me? And then my sisters got mad because my mama was. It was the funniest thing I've ever. Okay.
You're a promise ring.
So that's when I come back to the hotel. We leave after that because I'm like, nigga, I tell the Asian nigga, I'm like, we gotta go. I don't like anything that's happening here. And I was like, nigga, we gotta leave. Call the Uber, nigga. I can't call the Uber because I'm broke as fuck. Call that Uber. We gotta get the fuck. He's like, nigga, I'm gonna call the Uber. Chill out. We finally call the Uber. And in the car, he like, did you hear what happened? I'm like, what happened? So, we'll call this other nigga a monster Jew.
Now we got four.
And, okay, he's a really good friend of mine. Like, We're friends to the point, it's one of those friendships where, like, people sometimes are like, oh, well, are y'all fucking? It's like, no.
Not just sometimes.
People ask me that a lot with him. But, like, but no, not at all. I'm a friendly person. I like hugging people. I like touching, like, I like touching people.
Like and fingering I'm, buttholes.
I'm real close with his butthole, you know? So it's like, we're
good. But it's not gay.
No, it's super.
It's not
super,
sexual. It's not sexual at all.
No, yeah, like, that's like a prostate.
Yeah, it's a friendly
thing. It's a friendly thing. Like, I'm being a good guy, but that's my buddy. And I think his girlfriend's really jealous of me. She can't leave me alone, y'all. It's like, damn, girl, like, to the point where she coming in between me and my friend, and I'm not saying that, like, I'm still being really nice to her, but it's like, bitch, I was here first. I know this nigga inside and out. Don't do that. Like, you can't come between that.
But that's not the point. Moving on to this is a much better story. This is a much better story.
This is much better. So, he's my Asian guy, we're in the Uber. He's like, did you hear what happened? I'm like, no. And he was like, okay, so you disappeared last night, right? Which, you guys know me. I'm one to do. I am one to do. Thank you for doing that for me.
I don't know if you can say that for yourself.
I don't either. That's what I said.
I just do.
So weird. I've been saying that a lot, though, these past couple of days.
I can't say it without thinking about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Have you seen the new episode?
I haven't.
I'm pretty good. I hate that nigga's ringtone.
It's really
funny. This guy's text message ringtone is Bazinga from The Big Bang Theory.
It's a terrible show.
I didn't even know I knew people who watched that show.
I've watched a couple at a friend's house.
People like it.
You know, like, the dad likes it, just because he likes those kind of...
He's a nerd.
Cable...
Shitty sitcoms?
Mr. O. You know Mr. O.
I can totally see him giggling in front
Dude,
of
that. Dude, he'll just, like, post up on the chair and just... I've also seen... On that note, the show Scorpions is the worst show on television.
That just sounds like... What's it about, like, a bunch of scorpions?
No, it's like a bunch of, like socially awkward, like... geniuses who have to save the world. And the one episode I saw, like, literally was like, I was laughing and just like, I'm sorry, wait, go back to that. What happened?
Fuck that. Fuck them. Fuck scorpions. I hate that.
So, you're in the...
Yes, I'm in the Uber. And he's like, did you hear what happened? Okay, so you disappeared, right? And you were just gone, and nobody really knew where you went. Exactly. And then, I guess, our monster Jew friend also disappeared, right? And again, like, people think we fucked him, but it's not even like that, right? And I didn't talk to him last night because his C-wordy girlfriend was standing right there. It's like, nah, bitch. Right? So I hugged her and I left, and I went and did drugs alone. Because... take my buddy from me. I'll do drugs alone, bitch. I don't need no one to do drugs. So apparently, the Asian nigga, who also, you know, he likes drugs too. She walked up on him and was like, where's Max and the big fucking monster Jew? Where are they? I know they're doing drugs together. And I know you know where they're at because you love drugs too. Where are they at? He's like, I fucking know.
Not even lying, legitimately.
No one knew. I didn't tell nobody I was leaving. So then she went around and asked everyone. Everyone. Guess where he was.
Where was he? Tell the people where he was.
He was in the other room asleep on some chairs. Because that nigga has narcolepsy.
That's true.
He has a bad case.
I have put my testicles on his head before.
And like, okay, and if you're a good friend, you'll do that, and you'll just know that, like, he's in a safe place.
Yeah.
Like, that's when he feels the safest. And it's so rude that she don't even know that about him. Like, you don't even know that about him.
Real.
I know him inside and out. Like, Ian's like, I know him deep. And, like, that's what's the most disrespectful thing. Like, you don't even know the person you love, quote unquote. Disrespectful. I don't understand relationships. I don't understand why people get together. I don't understand it. I mean, some of them work. These two last night, they seem to work really well together.
Crippling fear of dying alone?
Is that why you wouldn't, like, is that why you want to be in a relationship? Because you don't want to die alone?
No, I don't care about that
alone. Okay. What do you feel? How do you feel? I hate them. I don't understand them. I don't trust people enough. I feel like everyone's a fucking liar. I feel like when people have their own motives in things, like, you just can't. Like, everyone's motives are fucking selfish and personal. And you can't expect someone to give you 50-50.
For you to fall in love and just,
like, people keep saying that. I'm 20 fucking 7 years old. I've been in one relationship and I was 16 years old. I don't
can't wait.
It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
For you to be that guy with, like, the matching sweater.
If I didn't have to, like, stick my penis in this enough to be satisfied every couple of weeks, I wouldn't ever talk to anyone. Like, I just wouldn't. I would never. It's such a waste of time. People are such a waste of time, you guys. You know? And the problem with relationships is, you start working on somebody else, but you ain't fucking working on yourself. Ain't that about a bitch? Pull your shit in, dude. Can I get some water? Bazinga. It's really annoying. It's the most annoying thing.
Y'all two motherfuckers can sleep through more phone alarms than anyone I've ever met in my life.
We went to sleep at 7 a.m. after drinking
the rest you of that bottle. You went to sleep earlier than 7 a.m.
It was like 6. I don't know. I don't remember.
So this is...
He's telling me the story. I'm not even sure this story is true.
The story is absolutely
100%. Like, he's the only nigga who's seen it happen, so... Go ahead. I'm gonna grab the Oreos.
This motherfucker comes back at 3. I'm asleep on the couch. Pretty much, he wakes me at 6 a.m. Not purposefully, but... He's going outside. I overhear bits and pieces enough to hear that he's going outside to smoke a port. I hear the door close, and I kind of just, like, wake up out of a shitty nap. Get up, just kind of hanging out, and Asian guy's in here, and we're kind of just trying to figure out all of a sudden where Max went. And I go downstairs, try to find, you know, Max. I'm looking for someone smoking a cigarette, looking for something. And, you know, I go down to the back of the complex, there's no one there, and I start walking out towards the front.
How'd you know there was something wrong with me? Like, was there, like, some weird sixth sense to me? Like, this nigga's not okay.
Well, because you took a Newport. There's no reason you should have been out there for 15 minutes. You know? It's a great point. But, I come out there, I see, little flowered Hawaiian shirt sitting between two cars in the gutter.
In the gutter?
Sit on the curb. Like, with your feet in the gutter. But sitting. Like, not, like, you know, sitting up. I see phone in hand as I'm walking up. Walk up, you know, light a cigarette for him because I don't know if he was waiting on someone else to bring a lighter down.
So was just waiting out there for you?
Not for me.
Well, just sitting there, like, sleep, basically.
Yeah. I get down there. This motherfucker is phone in hand, just asleep. And it's one of those, like, I kind of, Max, come on, bud. Like,
you okay?
Get up. Not even you okay. Like, I didn't even care about that. It's just like, get the fuck up. Like,
no, he's not.
Like, we're getting, like, we're way beyond, are you okay? We were so far beyond. Oh, are you okay? It's like, no, you just get your ass inside.
Nigga, you're on the street now. Wake up.
So he doesn't get up at all. I literally just deadlift his ass pretty much up a little hill to the stairs.
These stairs are tricky, too.
Well, that's why I took you up the grass hill, so I didn't have to carry you up the stairs. And then
when we dragged me on that hill.
No, fireman carriage you up the hill. Like, arm over my shoulder, and, like, if your left arm hurts a little bit, it's because I, like, levered it to, like...
There's something weird going on right here.
Yeah, that makes sense. I, like, kind of levered him to, like, pick him up, and, like, I kind of... Because he started dragging, so I needed to pick him up a little bit more.
Thanks. Such a con. Like, you could have been ginger and gentleman.
I was relatively gentle. Like, drunk people always get out of car accidents, okay? I think it'd be fine with me just dragging you, like, 20 feet.
You're right, Joe. I've been in so many car accidents. And I'm somehow in such great physical shape. That's weird. I think it's because I don't eat.
So, yeah, I definitely pulled your ass out. It started raining. You know what? In retrospect, I should have just left your ass down there for the rain.
Oh, you woke up when it rained?
Yeah. Started raining. When it started raining?
Real hard.
Yeah. Then you, like, already, like, you're already still sleeping in the rain and they got it. I think that would have been a personal love. No?
Oh, that was wild.
I guess he wasn't that far. We could still see him from the window.
Let's go back to the house. That's not a personal love.
Is it at least bottom four?
No. Like, I made it back to the house. That's like top 10.
I had a friend watch for me. I had a couch I ended up on.
That seems super legit. I'm just glad I didn't have to sleep with the Asian niggas in there.
I definitely...
I was like, nigga, we don't have to sleep together, like me and you.
I definitely did recite the Night's Watch, like, thing at the end before I picked your ass up, though.
You shall not take any lands or...
No. Not the vow when they take it. Like, your watch has passed. Like...
Your watch has ended.
Your watch has ended. I just dragged his ass upstairs.
God, you're such a fucking nerd. See, that's the only relationship I want. You want half of this mozzarella thingy?
Yeah.
Like that. See? And that's like as much of a relationship as I want.
Yeah.
What do you feel about relationships? Why aren't you in a relationship? Well, are you in a relationship? I don't know shit about you.
I'm not, like, kind of am, I guess.
You got a fuck buddy?
No. Yeah.
That word is the best. Oh, did I tell you I ripped my jeans last night?
You did.
I was the only nigga in there with jeans on, but...
And no underwear as well.
I don't wear drawers no more, nigga.
I'm wearing drawers.
Where are you going?
I was looking for something.
The jeans?
No, bottle opener.
Get your ass back here, motherfucker.
Just talk. Now, he act like he don't know how to do this.
I do. I'm just trying to figure out where you're going. Just don't getting up like it. Something's happening.
And this is the problem with relationships. Like, this is it. Like, don't fucking worry where I'm going. Why is everybody so fucking worried about where are you? Where are you? Like, people like that. Hey, no, don't touch me.
Come here, baby. I'm sorry.
No, listen. People like this. Get him, Bam.
I just want to watch TV with you. Let's just hang out and stay.
Like, here's the thing. He loves Daredevil. That show is a piece of shit. He loves such bad television. Like, now you're dealing with somebody all the time. You have to watch their shitty television show.
That's probably, like, my worst part.
Okay. Okay, you have to. I do not like people asking me where I'm going. Like, if you ask me where I'm going, I'm almost certainly gonna lie to you. Like, I'm almost
gonna. Like, you're on your way to the bank or something. Where are you going?
Road trip?
Yeah.
Me and Zach taking a road trip?
Be back in a couple days.
You will never see me again.
What?
Like, that shit makes me so uncomfortable. Why do people need to know where the fuck you're at 100 times a day? I told you, I'm looking for a bottle opener.
I have one.
And that other cheese I had. Really, that's really what I'm looking for. Because I brought two cheeses. And you took... And that's
Where's
the other
bottle?
Thing.
Where's the bottle?
That's the other thing you got to do.
Sorry, Amber Rose.
Playing in that booty hole. That's the other thing you got to deal with when you're in a relationship.
What?
I don't know. What did you just say? I'm worked up.
Yeah, you are. You clearly are going to die alone. So I don't want you to.
Thank God.
What do I? What the fuck am I just opening the beer for you?
I hope I die alone with a bunch of fruit by the foot. Oh no, fruit roll ups. Do you guys notice fruit by the foot ain't like they used to be?
I ain't had a fruit by the foot in years.
Yeah, you about to have one right now, my nigga. Oh, this is a yellow and red one. I've only had the red one.
This is the best part about living with kids now.
See, snacks.
See, I do appreciate children more and more. I think the scary.
Did you just steal a bunch of your niece and nephew's snacks?
Yeah, when I went back home, and they were screaming. The fucking one wrapped her fucking arms around my leg.
Tony. Because you were stealing her snacks, or because she didn't want you to go?
She didn't want me to leave. It's like a person, another person will never love you as much as a child will. Like, that's true. What's the point? I just don't understand.
But I think there's an element of need in that, because like children can't do shit for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice to be needed.
You need to get in a relationship with like
a goat.
Let's just say someone like a quadriplegic.
Ugh. Sorry. Sorry, any quadriplegic to listen, but no.
He's not.
Don't roll your ass up to me, blowing in that fucking. Don't do it. If you gotta use a computer to talk, I ain't fucking with it.
Great listener.
No, I'm not.
Push you around. You got a lot of energy.
Put your ass right down the flight of steps. That's the thing, like, ew. Like, fatties, nah. Like, again, I will say, I was having this conversation the other day, like, I'll fuck a fat motherfucker for status, or monies, or trips, or things. I will. Like, don't get me wrong.
Because
I will have, like,
I think the key is you have to keep doing it to get those things most of the time.
Not all the time.
Dick's that good, just fuck her once and get everything?
Usually, like, if you're gonna fuck a fat bitch, you fuck the hooker. So, the best of the party. One of these niggas pick out a hooker.
2016, y'all.
It was disgusting, and she looked like a meth addict. You guys know, I know.
And PayPal's like the worst online pay form anyways. It's so goddamn hard to get money out of PayPal.
Paper trail money. I bet if you have enough money in there, you're a hooker, I'm sure you're bringing mad PayPal funds in. The more you got, the easier it is to get that money.
Is it? Yeah. I feel like at that point, they're just like, no, we'll just keep that.
That's the thing, like, what if the police are like, nah, well, you have an open investigation, we're just going to hold this money. Because you're a hooker. That's what I'm saying. You get your shit in cash. But, like, if...
I just had a great thought of a bunch of hookers with Cayman Island bank accounts. Which is like 10 grand in them.
They're just flying back and forth to the Cayman.
Yeah.
They got those big floppy hats.
They just seem really impractical.
Those hats?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
No? Probably. They seem heavy. But bitches like to go through as much pain as possible. They feel like that makes them better than other people. Like, the worst, like, the more aggressive stress that they put on their body, the better. Heels. They get their hair all crazy. Like, they just...
kind of a hotep right now.
Hmm?
Kind of sounding like a hotep right now.
What's hotep?
Just... How do I put this?
What the fuck is a hotep? Is this some...
An asshole.
Do I not usually sound like this? Am I doing something different? Sorry, I don't know what the fuck to say. Listen, if you gonna fuck a fatty, you make sure, if you gonna fuck a fatty, you're gonna fuck a hooker, if you gonna fuck a bitch with a peg leg, you make sure, or a glass eye, I don't fuck with glass eyes either. You make sure you know.
Dude, Deuce Bigelow.
You know. Nothing
wrong with the peg leg.
There is something wrong with the peg leg.
I mean, we're talking like a straight up like peg, or we're just talking like a fake leg?
Like, bitch, you ain't got a leg.
From where? From where?
Who cares?
Clearly I do. I'm trying to figure out where the limit is.
You go fuck you a one-legged bitch, then. And you come back and tell me what it was like. Because I don't ever want to know. And, like, I think that
never?
Is... I think it would be so disrespectful if you fucking somebody and then you find out all of a sudden that they got a fake leg. Like, I feel like that's something you have to tell somebody out the gate.
I feel you find that out, like, as you're taking their clothes off.
See, no, I think that's unfair. Like, I would want...
No, I mean, like, that's not something that's...
I want somebody.
Hello, ma'am.
I want somebody to tell me that they got a peg leg, like on the first, like that's
sure that that'll come up eventually. You know what I mean?
That's appetizer conversation.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, like, no, that's. Do you want to come in for a nightcap?
No, that's like, my name is Jennifer. I'm from Ohio, and my legs is gone.
No, it's a nightcap conversation. It's a before this goes any further.
Nah, man.
I think you should know.
That's like coffee at the Starbucks. Like, meet me at the Starbucks. Let's talk about my fake leg. Bitch, you ain't got no leg. Well, that's not okay for me. You gotta have a leg. You gotta have an eye, bitch. I can't do that. I'm a very aesthetic person. Like, that bothers me. People with no arms creep me out. So, wait, what are we talking about?
I have no idea.
Could you ever be in a relationship with a midget? Like, what are your nose?
No, because I enjoy roller coasters.
That's not that cool that you just said that. What are your no's? Like, what's a no for you?
Like, outside of, like, the obvious, like, you know, like, she's just a blatant wild racist. Or, like,
no,
you know,
like
animal abuser.
Like, looking animal. What the
fuck? Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, like, in terms of purely physical things.
He's thinking about it because he doesn't want to sound like an asshole.
No, I'm thinking about
anything you say, you're going
to
sound like an asshole.
I'm thinking about it because I mean, said no to a whole lot.
No, I haven't said no to this.
So, like, I'm trying to think, like, what actually would, like, I would be my
this
limit.
It's very hard for me to say no. I'm not saying, would you fuck, because I'd fuck a bitch with no leg, obviously.
Said you wouldn't.
I didn't mean fuck. I meant, like, be in a relationship.
Okay.
Apologies.
I'm sorry.
Apologies, everyone. Sorry. Like, okay, yeah, fuck you if you only have one leg. Like, fuck you if you didn't have any appendages.
That's all I'm getting.
Don't get me wrong. But, like, our relationship, like, I gotta bring you home to my mother. Nah, bitch, you gonna have two legs.
You gotta be symmetrical for me.
You just need to be able to walk.
Without a fucking other device.
It's like, nigga, you ain't no fucking catch.
What the fuck is going on with this dog?
Probably trying to help you. Aww. That's all I really need, dude. I was cuddling with the dog earlier.
For hours.
That was all I needed.
Bite him in the face, man.
Dogs love me. Like, why can't people be more like dogs and not fucking say shit? Like, it's so rude that he's, like, mad that this dog just wants him to touch him. That's not nice. When people are mean about that, it rubs me the wrong way. It's like, oh, this person. But no, let me invest my time into this bitch with one leg. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I saw a really uncomfortable video the other day of a dog with two legs running.
That's not my thing either.
Two front legs. It was really uncomfortable to watch.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
How do you feel about bootleg dogs?
Well, it's funny you say that. Because also one of those, like, the coolest dogs I've ever met was, like, a big black lab that was missing one of its foot. Just a foot. Like, it had, like, three legs and then the fourth leg up to, like, right here.
Oh, no.
So we named it Forest Yard. Forest 3 feet.
I fucking hate white. So much. Like, I hate white people sometimes.
Come on, that's a good name.
I went to that party last night, and this fucking, she was a lesbian, and I'm not saying that in, like, a negative tone, but she pissed me off, so I am saying it like it's a bad thing right now. This bitch don't look at me. And I was a little Jew. I left the party with him. And they're like, oh, are you guys together? I'm sorry, what? Now, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't get it, right? I'm so far out of this nigga's league. it made me mad.
And she was like, it wasn't the fact that, like, she assumed that you guys were together. It was the fact that
I wouldn't fuck him. It's the fact that together, that's fine.
You're doing, like, him a huge favor.
Like, he's
a mini billionaire. I guess a millionaire. He's like breaking me out. Like, that would be the only way. Like, he would, like, I'd have to have a dope ass loft space.
You'd have to do that V. Stimiano shit.
I'm like, black card or what? Like, what's happening? Like, what's happening? Like, you're out of your mind if you think I'm fucking this weak ass motherfucker. And, like, you know, like, the thing is, too, I know him. And it's just like, and I think, honestly, personalities fuck with me more than looks. 100%. Like, if someone's attractive and they're just really fucking annoying, I can't do it. Or lame. Or, like, just unfunny or something. Or just, like, they eat weird. Or, like...
I don't think... I've never run into someone who eats so weird I've been bothered by it. But there are certain things that absolutely would be... Like if I ever went out to get pizza with a girl and she used a knife and fork on it, I'm going to the bathroom and dipping out the window.
I knew this girl who did this weird thing. Like, she would... Like, I guess the food would get stuck in her top teeth or something. I don't know. She, like, put her finger in her mouth and, like, wiped her... Keith, it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. I knew somebody who, like, I've been annoyed by people just leaving lights on. Like, that shit will make me so, like, why don't you put, like, why do you do that? I haven't fucking with this bitch, and we got into a huge fight, because she would, like, make a sandwich, and, you know, you spread it with a knife. She would just lay the dirty thing on the table. Like, just on the counter.
And oh, that would drive me fucking off the wall.
It drove me insane.
That would drive me... Because I assume whenever you make a sandwich, you are literally probably within a couple feet of the sink.
That's the biggest issue.
Just throw... Who cares if you don't clean it? Just throw it in the sink.
There's, like, trash next to a trash can.
Right. Ah. Oh.
That's not the biggest problem.
There was a period of time where... At my one of my houses where we had a trash compactor that people just loved using, but we didn't get good trash compactor bags. So, like, we would just have the...
Trash compactors are just such a lazy white person thing.
Dude, I literally, like...
You can't just use a trash.
Like, well, because, A, the trash can that, like, in the house that, like, it came with was tiny. Like, it would fill up...
What do you mean it came with a trash can?
The house had the trash compactor. In the kitchen.
Like the one in the back, but like, y'all just took that trash out to somebody.
Yes.
So why y'all need to compact your trash? How much trash did y'all have?
Not that much. That's what I'm saying. Everyone just loved compacting it so they didn't have to take it out.
That's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
That would piss me
off. I have at one point tried to pull it out, the bag ripped. I had to dig through fucking compacted old trash to dig it all out enough to like pull the bag out. After that, I literally put, like, a fucking duct tape over the switch, like, no more compacting. Came back, like, a week later, like, the duct tape had been, like, ripped off and compacted. It's like, what the fuck is?
That's so fucking annoying. And, like, that's what's making me start to hate people. It's the little things that they do.
I think you need to relax a little bit.
No, I would hate me. Like, I'm sure if I was, like, there was another person, like, I would hate who the fuck I am. I don't really like myself that much. So it's like, I'm supposed to like somebody else enough to spend forever with them? It just seems like a lot to me.
It's a lot to put on Max. Come on, guys.
I mean, again, I'm no fucking catch. That's the other thing. Like, what do you see? Why do you like me so much? That's weird. Like, I don't really trust your judgment, bitch.
Kind of the way I feel sometimes. Like, me? You getting this worked up over me?
That's
look,
silly.
Look at me.
The dick ain't even that good, bitch.
Hey. Yeah, it's average.
Okay.
It's average.
Okay. You know, I put work in once every 6 times. That's what I'm feeling. Good. Like, nigga just got a job or something.
Ladies, pro tip. When they say they want you on top, it's not because it feels any better. It's because we really don't give a shit about trying.
I don't even like that. Sometimes I just like laying on on top, like just
my dick,
the
like
dead fish, and just my penis in her, and then just doing the hump.
The hump, hump.
As minimal work as possible, honestly. Like, even that shit when they're on top is a lot, because it fucks with my. What the fuck just happened? This nigga just walked into this house and scared the shit out of me. You don't just walk into a nigga house like
that. That's what I said, but hours later.
We're doing a podcast.
Hence the. This when you walked in.
This nigga's on the phone. Why don't you come in? Hi, hello.
Well, shut up!
You lucky Bam didn't kill me. Well, because you know we were podcasting. I thought you were leaving. Where'd you go?
Yo, all right. What were you doing?
Where'd you go? Now you're in it. Where'd you go?
You wanted this game with me?
Yeah.
You did yell that.
Of course he did. God, I hate you. Alright, you gotta go to the other room.
Take everything you need, though.
Take everything you need. Some weed, what I gotta do.
Actually,
no, fuck off, yeah. Nigga. What color you got?
White.
Nah. Bye. Bye, my nigga. Take. Bye. Go. Bye. Go. Goodbye.
Oh, end your life, man.
Wait, Matt, how do you feel about relationships?
They're fun.
Liar. Get out of here.
I like relationships.
Liar. Get out of here. Kick rocks.
We have great relationships, three of us.
It's not gay, dude. People need to stop saying
that. This is...
There's one in there. It's not gay. It's just, I'm not fucking you.
Anymore.
Can the world, does everyone know I'm not having sex with this guy? That's gross. And that's disrespectful.
He's having sex with Mike.
That's disrespectful. I'm gonna like Asians. Like, that's not my thing. Like, no. It's so weird. Like,
word.
I didn't know Spanish people liked Asian guys so much. Because Mike fucks a lot of Spanish girls, a lot of Filipino bitches. But I guess that's like right in the middle. Right? My no. Asian friend fucks all these Filipino bitches. And like, again,
how did you get from Mexican to Filipino?
That's the same thing.
No,
they're Mexican Asian.
It's Mexican.
What?
Bye, nigga. And okay, and like, again, this nigga's not no catch. Like, he's not no catch neither. That's the thing. And these bitches be like kind of bad sometimes. I'm like, how you pulling this, my nigga? What am I missing?
A car?
I don't like that low blow right there. How the fuck is this metal? I'll never drive again if I... This is also why I never get no pussy. But nigga, you don't have a car? No, because it's range.
You got a bus station near your house?
Nah, if you live by a bus station, I can't fuck with it. I don't catch the train, my nigga.
Listen, only
I don't catch the bus.
No bus sitting out here?
I don't get on the bus.
Well, shit.
If you live out the way... And I got an outstanding balance on Uber. I ain't coming to see you, bitch.
You sent an Uber for me?
No, for sure. I for sure played that one. You want to send me an Uber? You want this dick or no? That ain't shit. Bitches love that. Come on. It's your stupid ass up here. If you're going to do it, come on. God, this dog is pissing me off right now. Come up. I think fuck off, dude. Fuck off. God. See, that's the thing. That's why you want a bitch like you. I mean, you want to, like, you want your girl to act like a dog. You want to act like a dog. Someone, like, there needs to be two dogs.
You have no idea what kind of metaphor you're trying to make, do you?
I just wish, like, the whole goat human thing. I just wish, why y'all can't just see what I see? Why y'all can't just understand what it's like? Yeah? Don't you wish the things were open now?
No.
It's like people don't get, I don't understand. Nobody gets you, you know? Like, it's hard to get someone. Even though I'm pretty sure I figured Zach out. And I don't, you know, I don't get it. You're right. So it's so hard to get someone. And, like, have you met someone where you're like, this is it? Like, do people do that apparently?
People do that. Never really seems to have worked for me.
Is that what you want?
I don't know.
Are you looking, like, why would you look for that?
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Wait, for, like, the first meet, this is it thing?
Or yeah, like, people seek that out.
Yeah, that's strange. I don't buy into that because first impressions are bullshit.
That's true. People never know that I'm like a degenerate alcoholic drug addict.
Takes a couple times.
First time they meet me.
You know?
Like, you? Like,
no.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're disgusting. I'm like, yeah. Who that? Sorry, man. Cunt. I don't need to fuck me a fat bitch who will pay this. Like, maybe. You know, knowing like one eyed, bent,
one leg,
lonely bitches. I'm gonna ditch them.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, you never said your no.
What?
What's your no?
Oh,
stop humping. Am
I probably, someone who's very, very needy.
Like you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're needy in a weird way, though.
Yeah.
But that's bullshit, though, because you want that.
What?
You want that needy shit. Stop trying to hunt me.
No, I don't.
Stop trying to fuck me, guys.
I hate that shit when, like, she can't do something without, like, seeking validation on, like, that she's doing the right thing, or like whether she should do it, like
yeah,
even just simple ass shit that she doesn't need my help for. You know, like what are you asking me this for? I don't know.
Zach is like emotionally stunted in a weird way. Like he's not really good with emotions and shit. I've noticed.
It's true.
Like,
I do certain emotions, right?
I don't.
Certain ones.
Yeah, angry that the Bulls lost.
A little annoyance. I can't control it, so it's more slight annoyance.
It makes me really mad because I like you guys know I'm very emotional, and not emotional. Just I'm very open and I like to talk about things.
Oh.
And Zach isn't really a talker. Stop.
Not at all. I'm not a sharer.
And that's really great for a relationship, you guys.
I can tell you it's ended multiple before they even started.
Huh.
And a couple when that once they got started.
Yeah, I bet. But it's like, come on, man. I hate people, you guys. It's so over, motherfucker. Me and this dog could just spoon forever.
You did that for like a solid 7 hours today.
Nigga, I woke up at like 11 a.m.
How long do you think we're on the couch for, though?
From 7 to 11.
That's 6 to 11. 6:30. It's like 11. Because you didn't get up. I got out of the bathroom at 11:30.
I don't think you can count.
It's not my strong suit.
Do you know how to count?
Relatively?
This nigga should be
throwing numbers
no,
out there.
Throwing numbers.
Hoping they stick.
Like, no. Dog, where'd that fucking cheese stick go?
I'm losing cheese stick in the
counter? Yeah.
I only brought one out.
It was just here. Ooh.
That's disgusting.
What? It was on the floor.
On the what?
The floor?
Yeah, that's why it's disgusting.
What's nasty about that?
Besides the dogs and all the feet.
I just swept in here.
When?
Nigga, do you know how much cocaine I did last night? You know how much whiskey I drank last night? You think I'm worried about eating that fruit roll up off the goddamn floor? Niggas trip me out with that shit. Like, I've seen what you do to your body. Don't talk to me. Some touches the floor for a second.
I don't know how long that show's on. I'm gonna be on the floor for like minutes at this point.
What's gonna happen? You think I'm gonna die?
You might.
It's like,
my eulogy would be, I told the motherfucker.
on my funeral thing. I'm gonna be like, he died from a heart attack, but at least he ain't catch herpes. That's maybe the only reason to be in a relationship. I have a couple reasons. So
you can share your food with somebody.
I don't do that well either. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't do sharing food well if you're just going to do one of those, oh, that looks good, and just secret for it. If you want some of what I'm having and you ask me for it, that's fine. But I really don't do well with people just taking food off my plate.
I don't understand. If you put your penis inside of a woman's vagina,
doesn't matter to me. It's a fucking principle.
There's no principle.
It bugs me.
Listen, I do that to my friends. If we're good enough friends, you should be okay with me eating some of your food.
Like I said, I have no problem with you eating some of my food. I just don't want you just sticking your fork in
my I shouldn't have to ask you every time you eat. You eat three times a fucking day. Now I gotta ask you every time you eat, can I have some?
Why the fuck don't you get your own food?
Question.
The fuck? You just like hoping for a bite of my food to sustain you until the next meal?
I've just been waiting for you to eat so I could grab that.
I just want a bite of what you get.
Yep. I just 50-50, my nigga. It's just like, it's so fucking rude, and I don't understand. Well, you gotta be a bitch about that.
I will share the food if you ask. I don't do well with you just assuming you're gonna have my food.
Again, like, you're sticking your penis into a woman's vagina.
Yes.
You're telling her that she can't just have a piece of your, mashed potatoes?
Consent, baby.
That's a problem. Like, niggas think, who do you think you are? who do you think you are?
Really?
How fucking rude. That's really just not
fair. I don't think
that's
that strange at all.
It is kind of strange.
I won't say no. I just don't want you just jabbing your goddamn fork into my plate.
It's like some only child bullshit. I like some... You're weird. I think it's weird. I don't know. And I do that a lot. So. Yes, it's just I don't like it because... You know, it's my shit or whatever. God, this popcorn is good as well.
I feel like you keep putting it down there and it keeps coming back up.
Well, I fucking don't like popcorn because they're empty calories. And you feel so gross eating them. It's like, why am I eating right now?
I love popcorn. I hate dealing with the fucking kernels in my teeth for the next, years, possibly.
That's why you get Oreos to back it up. Okay, so the only reason to be in a relationship. Share food.
With permission.
And I forgot what my other one was,
something about herpes. That was your
choice. Oh, and yeah, to be able to fuck without the fear. But I kind of like
it. But you don't trust people enough to do it without the fear.
Well, I kind of like the fear. What's going to happen if I road dog this?
Let's see what number three is. Sure, it's going to be a fucking doozy.
To have pretty babies. I can have pretty babies. That's the only reason you trap a bitch. I know this bitch is going to have to give me beautiful children. Because that's my biggest fear.
That you're going to
have ugly kids? More like overdosing more than anything is having ugly kids.
I'd be more bummed about having dumb kids.
You can get over dumb. You can overcome it.
No, because you stuck with dumb forever.
If you're dumb and pretty, it don't matter.
Well, no, because you still gotta talk to them.
It don't matter, though.
If I got, a handsome-ass son who's dumb as a fucking dog.
It don't matter.
I'm not gonna care that he's good-looking.
Yeah, you are.
Why?
Because you want your child to go out and be a boss as...
But if he's dumb as nails, I'll be disappointed as fuck.
No, I want my son to be pulling. No?
You think just,
What
if your son adds like me?
Does he look like you too?
I think I'm beautiful.
Your mom does too. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. So does your mom.
And everyone thinks everyone's beautiful. My mom's a total slut. So, whatever. But she don't fuck ugly niggas. I will say that. Or, well, she do fuck ugly niggas. She don't fuck broke niggas. You're 0 for 2, man. It's just like, beautiful work. I know a lot of pretty dumb bitches. I
mean, yeah, and how annoying are they?
I mean, you know, my family is filled with beautiful people.
Well, you guys aren't that pretty.
Yeah, we're not that smart. Bam! Stop trying to fuck. He's a weird body, right?
It's a weird dog.
That's very strange.
Has he gone out yet today?
No, I've just been sitting here beating off with him.
I mean,
I'm gonna take him off pretty soon. After this podcast. I'm gonna smoke a cigarette. And then probably curse at you.
Man, get down.
Oh, it's right here. It's in the middle. Stuck in the middle.
Just don't sit directly over me.
Okay, so do you...
High five.
What are your plans? Like, do you want to get married? What do you want?
I have no idea what I want.
You have no clue?
I have not a damn clue.
When do you think you're supposed to figure that out?
Is there a right time to figure it out?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I mean, I know what I want.
What do you want?
Right now? Like, what do I want out of the world? Money?
We're not talking about out of the world. We're talking about relationships.
What's my life? Oh.
I thought we were talking about specifically relationships and get married and that shit.
Again, what do you want from... Like, a lot of people are like, I want to get married and I want to have the family and I want to do that. I know. I want to, like, make money and, like, sell a movie and, like,
sounds great,
be successful as fuck.
But yeah, we're not talking about that. We're talking about relationships right now. That's why I was answering that question. I have no idea.
I don't want it at all.
Do you think that that's ever going to change for you?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I change all
the time. This is the question I really want to ask. Do you want it to change for you at all?
Right now, no. That's nothing. I don't see anything in people where it's like, okay,
You were at a wedding yesterday. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm just
no, go ahead.
You were at the wedding yesterday. We're by your own admission.
Mm-hmm.
It's two people that were great together.
Yeah.
Going to spend the rest of their lives together. Maybe. They're pretty happy about it. Hopefully.
Hopefully. It's always that, though, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, I guess. But like, you know, like you said, you know, looked great.
They're awesome.
Everything looks good.
They're beautiful.
Like, you don't, like, that doesn't sound good to you in the least?
I know these people. And I know them separately.
That's not an answer.
I wouldn't want to be with them.
I'm not asking you if you want to be with them.
Do you think there's anyone that I'm gonna find and I'm like, this is it? Or no?
I don't think people out there.
There are. There are. That's a good point. And they're all pretty shitty. Like, here's the thing. I've met a lot of people and no one I feel like is gonna significantly, you know? Like, I don't know. And to like, I deal with a lot of people. And are any of those things like relationships where like, oh, I want to do this every day? No. Whether it's physical, whether it's just an emotional thing, is there anyone where I'm like, oh, I would like to be with this person all the time? No.
Well, then let's find that you're not settling and rushing into that.
There's not.
Just because, like, you feel that you need to. Like, that's a much better, healthier thing.
I guess that's the question, though. Why do people feel like they need to? What is that?
Because sometimes, I mean, like you said, for all the reasons that what you haven't found, some people feel they found it. You know what I mean? They find the person that they're like, you know what, this is great. I can't wait to come home and just hang out with this person. You know, it's one of those things where people always say, and it always sounds cliche as fuck, you know, I'm not just, you know, you're not just my husband. You're my best friend as well. You know what I mean? And, like, it sounds cliche as well. And
I
like,
have best friend.
Yeah, it's not something that, like, I would ever, like, imagine doing. Like, yeah, my best friends aren't going to go get, you know, like, I don't imagine, like, you know, a wife going, I'm just getting, like, a shitload of hot wings and beer with me. You know what I mean? Like my friends and I do. You know what I mean? But... I mean, maybe that's what it takes, you know? Like, you find someone who...
Why would you ever want to have sex with your best friend?
I don't know, it'd be weird.
That's fucking...
It'd be super weird.
Gross. Like, why would you want that? Why do you want to be fucking friends with... I don't get it. I just don't get it. Why do you think you need that? You just need... Because people are selfish.
I don't...
People are selfish.
I'd almost prefer to not be friends. I mean, like... there's something to be said for, like, you know, I've got a bunch of, you know, people I know who, you know, were friends and then ended up dating, and, like, you know, that's it. But I'm almost, I'm very averse to doing that, because if it doesn't work, it's ugly.
For everyone.
For everyone involved. And also, it seems like there's a bit of settling involved in just dating friends. Of just like, well, you're around, I'm around, like,
damn, straight up.
I kind of like you, you kind of like me, I don't really feel like going out and searching.
You got a good family, I got it, you know.
Right, like we've gotten, you know, we've gotten together for 20 years, like, we've known each other for a while. Should we just, like, let's just do it, like, that shit bugs me. Like, I don't like that. Why is that selfish, though?
Because you're doing it because...
It's a two-way street.
Like, well, but that's the thing. Like, relationships are so selfish. Like, you're
not any good one.
You want... Like, why... You're asking another person to care about you. Like, you... And you need that other person to care.
You're not...
To feed you.
I don't think you're asking them to care about them. Mm-hmm. I think you just... Mm-hmm. Want them to care about.
Okay, that's and it's a selfish.
And if the
and your
that's it's not selfish at all.
It is selfish.
If you find someone that you care about to want them to care about you as well.
Why do you need this person to care about you? Why is that? Why is that like?
Why
I die without you?
It's not like a die without you thing.
I love you. I want you. And everyone's like this 50-50 thing. No, it's like such a selfish thing. You want to be seen with this person. You want people to know
that's how that's how some relationships can be. I don't think good relationship is like that. You know what I mean? I think a good relationship has to be a mutual support.
I don't know. What is a good relationship?
I don't fucking know. I haven't
What do you consider a good relationship? Like, I don't understand that either. Because, again, like, I've seen a lot of people together. I've seen them. I watch people. I'm weird like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not one where I'm like, oh, this looks.
So your friends get into terrible relationships with stupid people. I don't know.
You're
what to
my
say
friend.
That. I'm not in any relationships. I'm not rushing to get married and, you know, date and settle down.
Nah, you pick good ones. For sure. This guy's on top of it.
I don't pick.
This guy's on top of it. You don't pick. They pick you. Mm-hmm. Exactly. People are cunts. Don't fall for our kind, people. And I guess if you're going to be in a relationship, make sure you're just content with yourself.
I mm-hmm. You touch on something great, a great point that I want to say. It's a very important thing that when you go into a relationship, you've been mentioning this throughout the podcast.
Know who you are.
Not just know who you are, but...
You're happy with yourself.
Yeah. You're happy with yourself, and you're not getting into it to... You're not getting into the relationship to complete yourself, or because you think... This is what you need to be at. Right, absolutely. You've been touching on that through the podcast, and that's absolutely true. But, you know, if you're, you know, let's say 3 years from now, 5 years from now, you've sold the movie. You know, you're good. You got your place.
Oh, I better get married before I sell the movie. All these bitches. I don't trust your hoes.
You got your prenup already written up in the bank.
Okay.
You know, for the thing.
I don't understand prenups. I don't believe in those.
Why not? If you literally just said you don't trust people, why would you not believe in a
prenup? I wouldn't get married to a bitch if I didn't trust her.
So you're stuck in a huge catch-22 there.
No, I'm not. I'm just not gonna get married. But like, if you love somebody this much, why would you ever get a prenup? That just seems disrespectful to the other person. If someone came to me and they were like, "We're getting this prenup," I'd be like, "Well, fuck you." Like, wouldn't that would make you mad? I don't think it would make me mad
if I had a bunch of money before. I think it's smart in that case. If you have a lot of assets.
But what if you don't have a lot of assets, but the person you're marrying does? And they're like, I'm also not a conniving cunt. That's like, I'm going to try to take half
your shit. That's the thing. If it's a real relationship, then you're like, well, okay, if you want a prenup, that's fine. I don't plan on divorce. You know, I don't plan on separating from you. So that's fine. I'll sign a prenup. You know what I mean? Like it comes down to that kind of shit.
No, it doesn't.
Why not?
Because why would you make me sign a prenup? That's a slap in the face. I don't like that. I'm not signing that.
Why?
Because bitch, you don't love me. What you think I'm gonna fuck you over? Like, then why are we getting married?
She's got all this money.
Then why are we getting married?
She's got all this money.
Then why are we getting married?
Motherfucker, are you gonna let me finish talking? Like you said, how does she know you're not playing the game? And if you do love her and you do plan to stay on her, So what? You put your name on a piece of paper saying you're not going to, like, ask for half of her money if you guys get divorced. I don't see why that's... If you love her, why is that an issue? Seems rude to me. Doesn't seem rude to me at all.
Maybe I might want half later. Listen,
there you go. Well, why ask for half later when you just have all the entire time?
That's not how it works. What if, like, you're not... that? Like, that's not... Again, that's not how a relationship works. There's two people.
A good one.
There are two people growing in separate directions.
Not always
together.
Separate directions.
It's always separate directions.
Not always.
You can't.
Directions.
You can't. There's not that. There's not two of you. There's. It's just you.
No.
It's a self thing. Like, and people grow. Like, and you can't grow with somebody else. That's not how things work. It's not how
absolutely
growing work.
You've never seen plants that are grow intertwined and stuff. The vines and the trees that grow together.
They're separate plants.
Absolutely, but they still grow together. They absolutely
nope,
do.
Nope. They're just there.
They support each other and they grow together.
No, they don't support each
other.
So it wouldn't grow without that other plant?
It definitely wouldn't get as high as
it
does. It
wouldn't grow without that other plant.
It definitely wouldn't survive as well as it did. Okay. Definitely wouldn't get the light it needs.
Seems weird.
I'm just saying that if you're, like we said, if you're, you know, good with yourself and happy with who you are, why can't you grow with someone else? Why, like you're the one who makes it seem so selfish because you're the one who always says
I'm
it
selfish.
Always has to be about you. And
no.
I think that any good relationship doesn't always have to be
about you. I'm incredibly selfish, but I can look and say people are selfish. Like the thing
absolutely
is people act like they're not selfish. You are. Everyone's really selfish.
Everyone is incredibly selfish.
But
you're looking at it as but in your mind, every aspect of a relationship is done with a selfish point of view.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily
want to have
that
sex with this person. I want to live in a house. Yeah, it's what do you want? It's not.
But it's a two-way street. It doesn't. It's not just like, well, I'm dating her, so now it's I get the sex with her whenever I want. She's gonna live in this house with me because I said so. You know what I mean? It's not like just because you're
so
now in a relationship.
So how is it not a selfish thing?
It's a two-way street.
What
if the other person wants it as well, if it's a mutual cooperation, I guess it's a two-way selfish thing if you both want to live in the house together. But is it if two people want the same thing, is that selfish or is that cooperation?
Of course.
You know, if two people are working together and, you know, like, living together and sharing finances to buy a house together because that's what they both want and they're both happy with it, whether or not they actually are, I'm saying hypothetically, if they are, I don't think that's selfish. I think that's, you know, yes, it's what they both individually may want, but it's something they can both get together, and you know, if they're both happy with it together.
This person works.
Oh, both people, yeah. In
this
hypothetical,
person works.
Both people.
I can deal with this person, I suppose.
Yeah. No,
I'll get married to this one.
We're talking a dual income society.
I get married to this one. It's weird because, like, again, like, I feel like I know all my friends are about to start getting married, and that's great. Weddings are cool.
You're just worried that you're not getting married to the right people. Or that they're rushing into it or something?
Some of them are going to work. Fine, but it's a selfish thing. It's like, oh, well, they just had a dumbass wedding. And like my other homie who's getting married, you could tell he was like, just kept talking about his wedding. Like, this is all my wedding. It's just like, so weird. It's so weird. Weddings are weird.
The wedding itself is probably the most selfish part of the entire relationship.
I didn't realize at a Jewish wedding,
did they break the glass?
Yeah, but they talked about their parents for a second. Like,
yes,
a long, long time.
Yeah, a lot of Judaism is based on your parents.
They're like talking about how their parents supported them. That was very strange. Mm-hmm.
That's a little more odd. I haven't heard something like that, but I know that
they were like, and he used to come and teach you and read you books when you were a girl.
Oh, like maybe that's just more to talk about like how their families are like interconnected.
No. It was like, let me talk about what your parents did for you. Your dad did this for you, buddy.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying like the dad did that.
Guy talking, who was a third party.
Weird.
It was fucking weird, but it was short. I really liked
it. Well, I guess if it was a Jewish wedding, it has to be a third party. You need a rabbi to do it. If it's a, if you want.
Oh, he was a rabbi, yes. Oh. And he talked like this.
Yes,
and he
of
was
course,
like,
of course, of course.
And you, so that's the thing. Like, your mother.
Whether or not you believe in a, having a Jewish wedding, it doesn't, I don't think it makes any difference whatsoever. Yeah. But yeah, you actually, you, that, now that makes sense to me.
That, good
that they had a Jew, that's why they had a third party who was, who probably knew the family somewhat, but like, yeah, wasn't really anyone close. Well, that makes sense to
well,
me.
Well, I love weddings. I like weddings, and I think people should be happy.
Man, the last time I was going to go to a wedding, the second last wedding I went to, the last wedding I was a part of, my best friend for my entire life told me, like, you know, for like a year and a half before, Zach, you're going to be the minister at my wedding. Because I'm an ordained minister. I was a minister at another, two of my other best friend's weddings. It was great.
He chose everybody.
I love this. I love the fact that I'm a minister. I love it. But literally, like, 3 months before, like, you know, they're doing all the sending all the groomsmen stuff, and like he includes me in the letter. I'm just like, oh, like, I was just gonna wear a suit, you know, and a tie, like, you know, like, don't worry, I was gonna look nice. I was gonna wear like a nice suit and tie. And he's like, oh no, Zach, like, you're not a minister. You're not the minister anymore. You're gonna be a groomsman. And I was like, okay, like, I kind of asked him. I was like, oh, we got like there's somebody who's really close in the family who wanted to do it, and I guess it wasn't really anyone close in the family. It was like a friend of the mom. And it just came down to the fact that I think the mom side of the family didn't want me to do it because they didn't know me.
Yeah, I get that.
But like,
you shouldn't offer somebody that. That's a dumb thing to offer somebody.
No, I didn't offer it.
No, that's him. That was dumb on his part.
Why?
Because one, you don't ask somebody that a year and a half out.
Well, isn't that when you start planning that shit?
Weddings are fucked up. There's years and there's fucking so many changes.
Yeah,
people get taken off guest list and put back on.
That's
and
true,
moved around.
See, I prefer the early warning as opposed to like.
But not a year and a half out. That's a long. Like that's a long.
It wasn't. I mean,
it's a long time. That's like a lot. A lot of shit changes.
Yeah, but it wasn't like it was just he told me a year and a half out and then it was dormant until 3 months out. Okay. You know what I mean? It was like. You know, we were constantly talking about the wedding and shit. And then, like, 3 months out, he's just like, oh, yeah, you're not a minister. And that bugged me because there was, like, the woman who did it, I feel, didn't do a great job.
I could have been so much better.
I would have been so much. She didn't fucking know that.
Your friends suck dick. I don't know what to tell you.
No.
I'm like, your friends are like shit. You're talking about my friends.
No, it's like,
at least my friends are dating bad bitches. Your friends are the bad bitches. How do you feel about, like, not getting invited to a wedding? Like, do you think you should?
You know, there... I don't know if there's been many weddings that I feel I should have been invited to.
Right.
And I haven't gone to. Okay. There have been a couple I've been surprised I've been invited to. That's more like the opposite. Like, I'm honored. I wasn't expecting an invitation. Of course I will come. You know what I mean? But I haven't... I don't think I've really experienced... I did have that weird thing I was telling you about at the wedding of Isalia where... I got to save the date, but I didn't get an invitation.
You crashed the wedding.
And I might have crashed the wedding, but we're not positive.
Yep.
Whatever. They were happy to see me. I had a blast.
Whatever. People should get married. You guys should love each other. Have fun. Have at it. We love you. We love you. You guys should marry us. I wish I could marry all of you. Fuckers. Sluts. We fucking and tucking.
Okay. Surprised you don't become a Mormon yet, so you can legally marry a bunch of people. Actually, you can't.
I wish beating off was more satisfying than this.
You should get a fleshlight.
Because it's like, if you're going to just keep coming to that thing.
Yeah, that's the word I'm not about. I've never really looked at
like, what am I putting in my dishwasher?
I don't like the fact that people say sex toys are dishwasher safe. Y'all, I ain't putting that shit in the stuff I eat.
Not in my dishwasher.
Like, not in the dishwasher.
Like, that's weird to me.
Although, I'll never forget the fact that Larry Flint had a housekeeper that sued him once because she made him wash. Because he made her wash all the sex toys in the dishwasher. She thought it was sexual harassment. You work for Larry Flint.
I was saying,
the fuck do you think is gonna happen?
I'm hoping for a little sexual harassment. I'm waiting for that.
Like,
some popcorn
if the worst sexual harassment he has is having you just clean up, just put some shit into a dishwasher, that ain't too bad as far as Larry Flint goes.
You should have been fucking okay. I would have been fucking.
I wouldn't wear no bottoms for sure if I was.
Did you call them LP?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe. Sometimes I get weird when I get horny and shit. Like, I wouldn't wear no
Larry bottoms. Flint. PHLINT.
LF, my nigga. I wouldn't have been wearing no bottoms. I wouldn't be wearing no bottoms.
You already don't wear bottoms for the
most part. I don't wear drawers. I usually have pants on. I'm so mad I ripped those jeans. They weren't jeans, they were skinny cords.
Why are you wearing skinny cords?
What? Because they look like jeans, but they also look like slacks. Like, they're perfect in between. You can wear them as a dress.
Yeah, we're perfect.
So my nutsack was just, like, just gonna fall down. And like I said, can y'all see my gooch? It was nice. So I will say it was hot as fuck. And then as soon as my pants ripped.
It was very. And you could just, like, spread the legs and kind of wag around a little bit to get a breeze going.
I was doing the, what movie was Sharon Stone?
Oh, God. They just came out with a terrible set.
Basic Instinct. Bitches.
So disturbing.
Okay. I think we should leave on that. Hey, just my nut set, can't you know? I was wearing like, I put the shafts into the...
It was like a lot of planning going on.
And it just had like my nut sack hang out. And like you can see my butt hole a little. Gross.
I know, Bam. That's disgusting. Bam, give me a high five. That's so one of the grossest gross. Things you've heard. Bam, can I have a high five?
Alright. Bye, you guys.
Check us out online.
You ain't never gonna see my nut.
QuestionableDecisions.com.
MaxisNutsack.net. We got a .org because the .com was...
Yeah, MaxisNutsack.com was taken. Peace.
I hate you so much. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. I said y'all niggas can't.